Nolte, Sundance shut down by anti-Jewish protesters chanting genocide. By John Nolte on January 22, 2024. Sundance shut down, says the far-left Deadline. Pro-Palestinian protest closes Main Street, concludes the headline. But 100 protesters chanting from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free is not pro-anything. It is an open call for genocide against the Israeli people in their country. But facts mean nothing to a leftist rag like Deadline. Chanting the controversial line of from the river to the sea, Palestine will be free, Melissa Barrera joined almost 100 pro-Palestinian protesters today at the Sundance Film Festival. Marching halfway up Park City's Main Street in the snow, the protesters were under heavy police surveillance and swarmed by media. With the huge media spotlight that Sundance attracts every year, capturing the attention of cameras and reporters were sick, clearly part of the purpose of the demo Sunday. These pro-Hamas terrorist monsters are so bloodthirsty that they are angry at his fraudulency. Joe Biden, for his tepid kind of almost support of Israel's God-given right and moral urgency to defeat Hamas. On October 7, 2023, Hamas raped, mutilated, murdered, and butchered some 1,200 Israeli civilians, including women and children. Hamas then dragged hundreds of Israelis into Gaza, where many remain months later. And yet, with signs in the crowd, continues the Deadline report, calling President Biden a butcher, demonstrators screamed, "Genocide Joe, what do you say? How many kids did you kill today?" Apparently, there was some weak pushback. Passers-by at the festival were heard yelling "Bring them home" at the protesters in reference to hostages still held in Gaza by Hamas the past 3 months. There was also a handful of people waving Israeli flags. These modern-day fascists marched into Sundance, into one of the hearts of Hollywood, calling for the genocide of the Jewish people with their river to the sea chant, and it's met with a big shrug, a big whatever. This is no different than if the Ku Klux Klan, an organization founded by Democrats, marched through south-central Los Angeles, chanting, "Kill all the blacks." Forget about the fact that the Klan would be lucky to survive that. Imagine the news coverage, the national outrage. But here's the equivalent of the Klan striding into the most famous of American film festivals openly calling for genocide, and it's no big deal. This is how broken Hollywood and the corporate news media are. Both institutions are populated with Jews at every level, and we're seeing nothing except this whimper at Deadline. The left is so brain dead, so thoroughly brainwashed by this phony, simplistic oppressor v. oppressed narrative, that a gang of genocidal fascists goose-stepping into the proverbial backyard of America's most powerful Jewish community is treated like a Save the Whales protest. When this country was still mentally healthy and built on moral principles, we used to wonder how something like the Holocaust was allowed to happen. But now we have the answer. Half the country, including left-wing Jews, have been fooled into believing it is virtuous to align with those who make no secret of their desire to see you and yours dead. Graphic content warning. Home where Hamas murdered an Israeli family in Kibbutz Be'eri. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, in December. Though this book cannot fairly be categorized as Christian fiction, it expresses Christian themes as surely as if it were, and more effectively. I marvel at Nolte's creative imagination and his facility for storytelling. David Limbaugh. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.